We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobud 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Colombia, we have 3 new cable channels in Achi Bolivar, channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV. We also have a new cable channel in the Dominican Republic, in Puerto Plata Province, channel 29 on Telecable La Union S.A.A. and a new cable channel in Formosa or Taiwan, in Nantou County, channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basitcom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Arserna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Redito TV in Colombia. In Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV. In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Eladaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón and localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcoval. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Peru and Colombia agreed to help each other expand markets in the Asia and Pacific region. In humanitarian news, Japan donates $52,000 for a mobile library in Syrian province. In good governance news, the Great Lakes Council in New South Wales, Australia, banned smoking in outdoor dining areas. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 12th, prominent English educator, inventor, and vegetarian Sir Isaac Pitman is remembered. Born in Wiltshire, United Kingdom in 1813, he passed away on this day in 1897. Sir Isaac is the creator of the phonographic Pitman shorthand. It was adapted to over a dozen languages and became one of the most popular systems used in the world. Sir Isaac was a dedicated follower of the plant-based diet and also abstained from all alcoholic beverages. He attributed these two factors to his lifelong good health and ability to concentrate for many hours. Sir Isaac was vice president of the Vegetarian Society in the UK. A plaque dedicated to Sir Isaac in the famous church Bath Abbey in England reads in part, "His life was ordered in service to God and duty to man." May our earth be continuously graced by elevated beings such as Sir Isaac Pitman.
Hawaiian News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from O Lak or Vietnam. Since October, waves of heavy rains pummeled the country's central and southern provinces, affecting hundreds of thousands of people and claiming over 80 lives.
On October 7th and again on October 28th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated a total of $20,000, asking our nearest association members to please render aid to the most vulnerable. This amount could purchase $320,000 in needed material if obtained in the United States based on OLAC's cost of living. Our association's relief team from OLAC traveled as soon as possible to assist in the most affected areas.
Tôi đang đứng đây ở tại thôn Sơn Trà, xã Bình Đông, huyện Bình Sơn, tỉnh Quảng Ngãi. Nơi tôi đứng là nơi mà 6 căn nhà của thôn Sơn Trà đã bị sập hoàn toàn do ảnh hưởng của lũ cuốn. Trước cái tình cảnh của bà con, Ngài Thiên Hải Vô Thượng Sư đã gửi tình thương của Ngài và chúc quà về để giúp cho bà con thuộc thôn Sơn Trà, xã Bình Đông, huyện Bình Sơn, tỉnh Quảng Ngãi. Ngõ Hầu chia sẻ với bà con hoạn nạn núc khó khăn hoạn nạn này. Một phần quà bao gồm 25 kg gạo, một thùng mì chay, một cái mền, một tấm bạt 20 mét vuông và 2 triệu đồng tiền Việt Nam.
Dạ, cho bà con biết là bà con cũng rất cảm ơn đến chính phủ đã ủng hộ cho bà con đỡ bị thiên tai.
With the help of local officials, the relief team brought supplies as well as cash gifts to about 300 families in the provinces of Phan Rang, Phú Yên, Quảng Ngãi, then Hà Tĩnh.
Một lần nữa, rất cảm ơn của Ngài Thích Trải Thành Thứ đã có tấm lòng vang đến với địa phương. Đây là một tấm lòng là vì cao cả với đồng bào miền Trung, đặc biệt là của quê hương Trung Lộc.
Hoàn cảnh rất khó khăn, thì tôi cũng được với phần quà này, tôi cũng xin cảm ơn là Ngài Thanh Hải tặng cho cái xuất quà đặc biệt cho gia đình.
Con xin cảm ơn Ngài Thanh Hải để giúp đỡ cho ba chị em con.
With thanks to the OLAC's officials for their kind assistance, we are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring aid and for our association relief team's efforts to bring comfort to families. Wishing the affected residents a rapid recuperation of their regular lives as we pray for the lessening of such weather extremes through humanity's greater consideration for the environment.
states of emergency declared as rare snowfall disrupts lives in southern USA. On Sunday night, January 9th, the state of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and North and South Carolina were swept with freezing rain and unusual snowfall, covering roads, trees, and power lines in a coating of thick ice and snow. At least 8 people succumbed to weather-related vehicle accidents, while 2,000 flights were canceled throughout the region, and widespread power outages were reported. The city of Atlanta, Georgia, was rendered inoperable as officials were without the necessary equipment to remove the heavy ice that coated most of the streets, with many motorists who are stranded or are forced to abandon their vehicles. With Tennessee receiving up to 13 inches of snow, the governors of Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee all declared states of emergencies while many schools were closed.
Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please find out from local officials whether assistance is required and to go, if possible, to help the most vulnerable. Expressing her sympathies and prayers, she also said that emergency financial aid is available.
Our appreciation, Your Excellencies, and all other emergency teams for your efforts to aid the storm afflicted, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. With heaven's blessings, may such intense conditions subside through humanity's united efforts to lead more eco-balancing lives.
Flooding leaves thousands homeless in Sri Lanka. Days of heavy rain over the past week set off flash floods in several parts of Sri Lanka, resulting in the loss of at least 13 persons' lives as more than 120,000 people were evacuated from their homes, with Eastern Batticaloa District being the worst hit, reporting more than 330,000 people that were affected. Some 1,400 houses were destroyed, with another 3,500 damaged and many schools inundated. The Sri Lankan government dispatched 1,500 troops to assist in rescue efforts and established more than 50 camps to provide shelter. The Air Force has also airlifted more than 5 tons of food aid thus far to Batticaloa District.
Conveying her heartfelt condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members check with the Sri Lankan government to see if any help is needed, requesting that they also go if possible to offer comfort to the most desperate. She added that funding of $20,000 for urgent needs is set aside and ready. This amount could acquire $206,000 in materials if purchased in the United States, based on Sri Lanka's cost of living. We are thankful for the Sri Lankan officials and military personnel working to ease conditions for the flood-stricken residents, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's thoughtful care. Our sympathies to those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the resiliency of the Sri Lankan people and for the subsiding of such calamities through humanity's greater kindness towards each other and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble.
Hero Stop Gunman in Arizona, USA. On Sunday morning, January 9th, as U.S. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was hosting a Congress on Your Corner event to meet with constituents in the neighborhood of Tucson, Arizona, she was suddenly and seriously injured by a gunshot wound. 13 others were wounded and 6 perished, including 76-year-old Dorwin Stoddard, who lost his life as he shielded his wife with his own body. However, further tragedy was averted by the heroic actions of several people, including 61-year-old Patricia Mache, who jumped toward the gunman and grabbed his ammunition clip to prevent him from reloading.
Her actions provided an opening for 3 others, Mrs. Roger Zalzgeber, Bill Badger, and Joseph Zamudio, who tackled the man to the ground and held him until police arrived. Meanwhile, the quick actions of 20-year-old Daniel Hernandez, an aide for Representative Giffords, increased her chances of survival when he rushed into the line of fire and used his bare hands to help stop the bleeding before she was rushed to the hospital, where she is in serious but stable condition. Meanwhile, Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dubnik hailed the actions of Miss Mache in particular, stating, "This is one of the most heroic acts I've ever seen. She might have saved many, many lives."
We join in grateful salute to all who risk their own safety for the sake of others, as we also send condolences to the families of ones who succumbed.
wishing Representative Giffords and the other injured persons a rapid and full recovery, as we pray for the soon day that weapons of destruction are a thing of the past.
With all her love and prayers for the injured and their families, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Dorwin Stoddard with a posthumous Shining World Hero Award, along with $1,000 to help his wife with any needs. For their brave and life-protecting actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Ms. Patricia Mage and Mrs. Roger Salzgeber, Bill Badger, and Joseph Zamundio, each with a Shining World Hero Award and gifts of appreciation. She is also sending a letter, a special salute, as well as gifts for Mr. Daniel Hernandez.
27 survived downed Iranian plane. An Iran Air Boeing 727 aircraft carrying more than 100 passengers and crew attempted an emergency landing on Sunday evening, January 9th, on its way from Tehran to Urmia. Although 77 people have been confirmed to have perished, rescue workers and local farmers were able to save more than 25 lives despite the heavy snow slowing their efforts. Before losing radio contact, the pilots had made two attempts to land in Urmia and reported technical failure to the control tower, and it is believed that the bad weather, including snow and fog, further complicated the landing.
Along with the tragic news, officials are saying it may have been life-saving for those who survived that the plane broke into pieces on impact and did not explode because of its landing in the snow. On Monday, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad sent a message of condolence to the families of those who succumbed, along with well wishes for the injured survivors.
Our thankfulness for the swift efforts of the rescue workers and volunteers, as we join in sincere sympathies for the loss of loved ones. Wishing those who emerged from this disaster a soon recuperation to complete health, as we all are reminded to cherish the precious gift of life.
Beloved Argentinian artist remembered, Miss Maria Elena Walsh passed away peacefully on Monday, January 10th at the ripe age of 80. The renowned author, poet, songwriter and composer delighted generations with her musical and literary creations. Her repertoire of songs delighted children throughout Spanish-speaking countries, bringing them into the world of a little turtle named Manuelita and a monkey named Monaliso and others. The more than 40 literary works of Miss Walsh also spoke to adults, and she became known for her courageous voice on behalf of justice and freedom. In a rare interview given 2 years ago, the artist expressed her hope that she would be remembered as someone who tried to bring joy to others, an endeavor at which she certainly succeeded. Our heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of Miss Maria Elena Walsh, who will be remembered with gratitude for the wonder she brought into many lives. May her soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting grace and light.
Save our planet. Antarctic melting due to rising heat from deep oceans. In an analysis of ocean temperature data spanning several decades, oceanographer Dr. Doug Martinson of Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory in New York, USA, discovered that the vast ice cap of Antarctica is actually melting from below due to heat that is now rising from deep ocean waters. According to Dr. Martinson, these water temperatures have risen most steeply since 1960, with corresponding increases in the undermining of sea ice, along with warmer air temperatures, retreat of 87% of alpine glaciers, and extinction of entire Adélie penguin colonies.
To Dr. Martinson's surprise, however, further analysis revealed that this temperature rise is occurring not just in Antarctica, but in ocean waters worldwide. Dr. Martinson stated, "When I saw that, my jaw just dropped." The other implication of this data is that even if emissions are reduced, the waters will continue releasing heat for some years to come. As Dr. Martinson observed, there's the potential that we're locked into long-term sea level rise for a long time. The information also sheds new light on other regions, such as Antarctica's Pine Island ice shelf, which previously was thought to be disintegrating due to summer meltwater. Now that the cause is known to be the upwelling of deep seawater, factors such as wind could influence how quickly this and other ice shelves may disappear.
We appreciate your research, Dr. Martinson and colleagues at the Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory, showing how human-caused global warming is disturbing the fragile balance of the Antarctic and other sea locations worldwide. May our prompt actions and effective solutions help restore the balance to protect all life on Earth.
During a November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the possible larger-than-expected ice melts in Antarctica and elsewhere, while highlighting the need for action at the root level.
The West Antarctic ice shelf is also melting, with 3.3 meter sea level rises forecast. that would threaten cities like your country, New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco. And if all of Antarctica and Greenland were to melt, I mean the ice, then the sea levels could rise to as much as 70 meters, which would be deadly or disastrous to most lives on Earth. I pray day and night that the divine manifest in the physical realm and wake up the leaders of our nations, wake up the religious head, wake up everybody in time, so that they understand the urgency of our situation and that they understand the solution of solving this dangerous crisis facing us. That is, we have to turn back to our caring and compassionate nature inside our heart. Being vegan worldwide is the advancement of compassion that will uplift and unify all cultures and create a harmonious Eden on Earth.
Save Our Planet. Leading automaker Aran Kodro Company, or IKCO, announces plans to introduce several hybrid technology vehicles for improved fuel efficiency and reduced CO2 emissions.
Save Our Planet. The state of Massachusetts, USA, announces plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to 25% below 1990 levels via programs that are expected to result in net job gains across the state.
Save Our Planet. Despite campaigns that have resulted in significant slowing of desertification, China reports that over 25% of the country's total land area is still impacted, with experts estimating that it could take 300 years to recover.
The Vegan Coot, here with my lovely wife, Ju.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and we are lovingly following a compassionate vegan diet.
Today we have a tip to help unclog a sink.
First, remove all items from the sink, including the strainer.
Add about an inch of water, and then firmly place a plunger over the drain.
Push the plunger in and pull back. Repeat several times until you notice water starting to drain.
Thank you for watching.
Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather from around the world.
News, Haroon
Colombia agreed to expand markets in the Asia and Pacific region. An accord signed between the two countries allows use of each other's diplomatic offices in the nations in which they don't presently have an embassy or consulate. The purpose of this agreement is to extend the Asian markets of the two nations. It was signed by Peruvian Foreign Minister His Excellency José Antonio García Belaunde and Colombian Foreign Minister Her Excellency María Ángela Holguín Cuella. Our earnest thanks, Your Excellencies José Antonio García Belaunde and María Ángela Holguín Cuella, Peru and Colombia, for your mutual support of each other's development. May amicable efforts such as these enhance friendships between the people of many lands.
In humanitarian news, Japan donates $52,000 for a mobile library in a Syrian province. The government of Japan granted the contribution to the Fund for Integrated Rural Development of Syria, a program of the Syrian Development Trust for the project in Idlib. The library consists of a bus carrying a variety of books that will appeal to local communities. Part of Japan's support of Syrian cultural activities, it is designed to raise awareness about the importance of reading. Heaven bless Japan for your generous gift to Syria. May uplifting books open hearts and minds and assist in building bridges between nations. Up next on Noteworthy News, a smoking ban in Australia is extended to outdoor restaurants. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. More brightening news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebrating news for a jubilant world. In good governance news, the Great Lakes Council in New South Wales, Australia, banned smoking in outdoor dining areas. The local board made the resolution because of the dangers which secondhand cigarette smoke poses to people's health. The new regulation is considered an extension of indoor smoking restrictions in eating areas. Congratulations, Great Lakes Council, on this beneficial policy. May life-enhancing habits be adopted by all for pristine air, radiant health, and a joyous future. For their life-protecting resolution, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the Great Lakes Council in New South Wales with the Shining World Leadership Award.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion US dollars in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Let's enjoy some humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai, told in Hindi. It is entitled Unforgettable Face.
मैं आपका चेहरा कभी नहीं भूल पाऊंगा। ऐसा क्यों? क्योंकि अपने जीवन में आपके जैसा व्यक्ति मैंने पहली बार देखा है। इतना रूखा।
And now for our viewers' heartline.
The issue of being veg and going green is a matter I concur with. I am a regular viewer of the Supreme Master TV. Let's help save Nigeria too from global warming as part of the war. I also want to be able to meditate, talk to God. I want to go through the process of the initiation because I believe in one God and talking to God directly. Yele from Lagos, Nigeria.
Truth Yearning Yele, thank you for your supportive note. Please use any information at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS that will help you further explain the vital importance of the earth-protecting vegan diet. Also, Supreme Master Qinghai's latest book, www.crisis2peace.org, has a wealth of precious knowledge to help us save our planet. You can visit www.godsdirectcontact.org/news to contact one of our association centers to inquire about initiation into the inner light and sound, which is the essence of God. May heaven's grace always be with you and the gentle people of Nigeria.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life shine with inner peace and radiance.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Yemen's President Ali Abdullah Saleh and Turkish President Abdullah Gül meet and sign 4 cooperation agreements to enhance their country's bilateral relations.
The European Community Humanitarian Aid Office, or ECHO, along with the UK, Denmark, Italy, Spain and France, combine donations to fund a UNICEF-supported initiative in Somalia that treats early-stage malnutrition in children before it becomes life-threatening.
Joining several other countries across the continent, Chile becomes the most recent Latin American nation to voice support for Palestine as a free, independent, and sovereign state.
To address rising food costs and shortages, the Sri Lankan Army helps ease the lives of consumers by purchasing vegetables directly from farmers and selling them at affordable prices.
Best-selling author and U.S. wellness expert Kathy Freston announces her new book, Veganist, Lose Weight, Get Healthy, Change the World, available for pre-ordering from www.amazon.com, which shares the many benefits of transitioning to a plant-based diet.
At the cardiac center of Al Tara Modern General Hospital in Yemen, a visiting team of 18 Saudi surgeons and other medical professionals perform over 50 different heart surgeries and other specialty procedures as part of cooperative endeavors between the two nations.
International relief organization CARE partners with the Ethiopian government, training women in maternal health care to benefit both mothers and their newborn children.
Public health experts on the U.S. Task Force on Community Preventive Services call for a limit to the hours during which alcohol can be legally sold in an effort to reduce its use and safeguard public health.
To help ensure food security through the plantation of winter crops, the United Nations Development Program distributes seeds and fertilizer to approximately 10,000 farmers in Pakistan whose land and equipment were destroyed by the 2010 floods.
Elementary school student Tyler Hudson of Texas, USA is recognized for his swift intelligence in saving a choking classmate's life by performing the Heimlich maneuver to dislodge a piece of food caught in her throat during lunchtime.
For his timely and caring actions, Supreme Master Qinghai is sending Tyler Hudson a thank you letter and gifts.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/MWN.